What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks. Welcome back to ADHD Focus. I'm your host, Asher Blake, and let me tell you, we're diving into something super juicy today. Positive self-talk techniques. Ever feel like your inner voice is a grumpy old roommate who constantly throws shade? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that with a little practice, you could totally rewire those thought patterns and unleash the powerhouse of confidence within you? Buckle up, because today's episode is going to change the game. Now, why is this so important? In our crazy world, bombarded by expectations and comparisons, it's easy for self-doubt to creep in. But here's the thing, our thoughts shape our reality. When we constantly tell ourselves, I can't, or, this is too hard, well, guess what? We start to believe it. But when we flip the script and cultivate positive self-talk, we build a foundation of resilience, motivation, and genuine confidence that radiates outwards. So, let's break down 5 game-changing techniques you can start using right now. 1. Catch those negative thoughts. It's like being a detective, folks. When you notice that negative inner voice whispering its doubts and anxieties, stop and acknowledge it. Don't judge yourself for having these thoughts, they're just thoughts, remember? But the key is to gently shift your perspective. Instead of letting negativity take over, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? ... 2. Reframe your language. Imagine your inner voice as a radio station. You get to choose the channel. Replace those negative phrases with empowering affirmations. Instead of saying, I'm not good enough, try something like, I'm learning and growing every day. Even little tweaks can make a huge difference in how you feel about yourself. 3. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small, acknowledge your accomplishments. You finished that project? Awesome. You got out of bed on time? High five. Give yourself credit where it's due. This helps build positive momentum and reinforces those feelings of self-efficacy. Remember, progress over perfection, folks. 4. Practice gratitude. Ever noticed how a grateful heart feels lighter and more open? Make time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even that perfectly brewed cup of coffee. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, instantly boosting your mood and confidence. 5. Surround yourself with positivity. You are a product of your environment. Spend time with people who lift you up, who believe in you, and who celebrate your successes. Avoid those negative energy vampires who drain your spirit. Choose wisely. Your inner circle shapes your outer reality. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're prepping for an important presentation. Your heart's racing, palms are sweating, and that inner critic is whispering, what if you mess up? What if everyone laughs? ... But wait, you remember those positive self-talk techniques we just talked about. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that you've prepared thoroughly, and replace those negative thoughts with affirmations like, I am capable, I have valuable insights to share, and this is an opportunity to shine. You visualize yourself confidently delivering your presentation, engaging the audience, and feeling proud of your accomplishment. See the difference? That shift in mindset can make all the difference in how you approach a challenging situation. So, what's the takeaway, folks? Positive self-talk isn't just about being positive. It's about being intentional with your thoughts, choosing to focus on your strengths, and believing in your ability to achieve your goals. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let those negative voices hold you back. Practice these techniques, embrace the power of your mind, and watch your confidence soar. I know you got this. Want to keep the conversation going? Hit me up on social media, share your thoughts, and let's build a community of support and encouragement together. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next time, stay focused, stay positive, and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.